It's time for the business news now. Ko taku hoa I nai nei, ko Nona Peltier. Nona, let's start with this pyramid scheme, and it was a pretty sophisticated one. A promoter has been convicted on 5 charges. This is under the Fair Trading Act. Now, what are the details of this?
Okay, so this is a promoter named Shelley Cullen, and describes herself as, you know, one of the biggest, she's going to make history as one of the biggest scammers in New Zealand. So good for her. But anyway, she has been convicted of these charges. She's not yet sentenced. But what she did was promote a global pyramid scheme in New Zealand to about 280 victims, 83% of which lost all of their money. And she herself made about $250,000 off these people. So she did all right. But the scheme overall, it ripped people off for about $17 million internationally, 150,000 participants. So New Zealand is just getting caught up in these schemes. They're global schemes. But, you know, they seem complicated. They sound good. They're pitching cryptocurrencies or other kinds of things, which a lot of people don't have a really good handle on anyway.
And she targeted a particular community, didn't
she? Yeah, she did. Vulnerable community, Pacifica, Maori communities, yes, those are the folks she goes for. People who perhaps don't have the financial literacy to see that, you know, what was really just a pyramid scheme. And I talked to the Commerce Commission this afternoon, and they said that all pyramid schemes are legal in New Zealand, but they all have one thing in common. You're not selling a good or a service. What you're trying to do is recruit more people to join so you can make money off of them. And if that's how you make money off the scheme, it's a pyramid scheme, and stay away from it because you're probably going to lose. Very few people actually gain.
Should we talk about the banking system and competition? Regulators want to encourage more banking competition, but it seems there's disagreement on the best way to remove barriers to get more people into the market. What is the disagreement?
Well, we talked about this last month. The Commerce Commission did a report on how to improve personal banking, how to make it easier for new entrants to come. So let's just look back at what they said. They said that basically one of the barriers to entry is how much money you have to come up with and basically deposit to start. And this one company at the time commented that it was about $30 million to get started here in New Zealand, and that compared with, say, $5 or $10 million in other jurisdictions. And the evidence there is that in the last 25 years, the only new bank we've had is QB Bank. And so that was funded by the government. The Reserve Bank has looked at what the Commerce Commission has said and disagrees, says that no, what they have set in place in terms of capital requirements makes sense. It doesn't make sense to reduce it. The big banks have to hold about 18%. Smaller banks have to hold about 16% of capital based on how many loans they have out there. And the Reserve Bank saying, we're not changing our settings. So whatever the Commerce Commission is considering is probably not going to fly, not if the Reserve Bank has any say about it. So we're not going to necessarily see any changes there. Does that kind of clear up what's going on there?
Yeah, it does, Nona.
Oh, good.
Do you want to clear up what's going on the market while you're at it?
Yeah. Okay, so we closed down 0.4%. That's a 50-point drop to 11,803. It's a little bit different from what we're seeing in Asia, which was a bit stronger. But then keeping in mind, we're not a tech-heavy market, and that's one of the reasons why we are seeing these gains. That's the tech sector that's doing it. The Kiwi is also stuck really at 59.1 US cents, 91.98 Australian, so just knocking on 92 there, and 47.9 British pence, pretty close to 48, just saying.
Knocking.
Knock it.
Knocking. Thank you, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business News there.